coming up on TMS, Wall to Walnuts.
Post a pup a paletopatic.
My wife un-Fs my life.
They really say Menards?
Hello, welcome to Worse.
He's a million years old.
Jombolia.
43 strikes and you're out.
Luke, I am your testicles.
You wanted to go scrotum.
There's a Cho in that show. I don't know.
Ring around the mouth hole.
It was Dan Hedaya the whole time.
What did I say? Shut up.
Tom's tech time.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Reduce. Reuse.
I could use 3 more inches of meat.
This is The Morning Stream. It's just what the doctor ordered.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to TMS. This is The Morning Stream, and it's Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson. That guy right there is Brian Ibbett.
Hello.
It's me. Doo-dee-doo. Hey, you know my favorite hello is music? Let's play it. It's this right here.
Hello there.
Yep, that's my favorite.
that was my prediction.
Yeah, of all the hellos, that's the one I want to reply to and say, oh, hey, good morning, what's up?
That is a good hello.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, as far as hellos go, that's a good hello.
Yeah, but you have to blink 183 times before you can say it. That doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see where I'm
actually
going
182
there?
Times first.
We'll blink 182. Why did Blink 183?
Blink 181 times before you do that one? I don't know.
183 sounded right in my head, but
yeah,
it's wrong.
Yeah.
A lot of things are wrong. Listen, yeah, I know. I think I know what the problem is. I got it. My wife's out of town and everything's effed up. This morning, I was telling Brian in pre-show, usually I try to have show notes done, if not the night before, maybe an hour before the show, something like that. Just try to have them up there and ready. And maybe a couple tweaks right before airtime or whatever. But I thought I did last night, and I didn't. I completely didn't notice even until about 10 minutes before. I'm kind of having my leisurely morning and come down here. I'm like, all right, we're doing a show. Let's get in the headspace. And I look at the notes and go, there are no notes. There's not even a tab. We don't have anything.
Not even a tab. Like, not even the empty notes.
Right.
And I never know whether or not to message you or something and say, we doing a show today? There's no notes. Because it's like, yeah, I'm getting to it. You know, it's like...
Patience, man.
Okay.
No, in this case, had you said it, I would have gone, really? There are no notes? Oh, hold on a minute. And then I would have realized what I'd done. So there was that. And then there have been a couple other things in the last day or two where I'm just like, did I not do that? Did I miss the garbage can? Or did I put it in the wrong place? Or like all these kind of things. And I've got it figured out. My wife has been gone for more than 2 days, and that's all it takes. Last night, I ate week-old jambalaya leftovers that, if I'm honest, were just south of, just north of south, if you know what I'm saying.
Just on this side of questionable.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then I followed that up with something else. What was it? Oh, leftover cold pizza, because that's what we've been reduced to here, and it's a bad thing, man. I need her to get here. And, you know, let's make it all right again. She gets here tonight,
I was going to ask you, how long is she gone? So she's back tonight.
Yeah,
so
tonight.
The world gets back on its axis.
Yep. Right. We bring balance back to the force is what we do.
That's right.
And I'm excited because, whew, man, I've had it. I'm no good.
I do love it when you talk about jambalaya, because in the show notes, it's always jambolia. Like this weird spelling that
jambolia. I can never be bothered to spell it properly. Let me try it again if I'm really thinking.
All right, let's see how you do. I'm curious.
I'll go J A.
Uh huh. So far so good.
M, right.
Uh huh. Yep.
B.
Yep.
O L. Hold on. B Y. No. J A M B A L.
Hey. Uh huh.
Jambolaya.
Oh, so close.
Y-L-A-Y-A.
There you go.
There, done.
Jambalaya.
Got it. Only took 100 years to get rid of it. I don't know why I do that, because it's quick and easy.
I know. And it's always funny. I kid.
Yeah, you have good time with it. That's okay. All right. Dunaway time, perhaps. Now, this is a thing that we've missed because we didn't have a show Monday.
That's right.
And
no Monday, and
felt
and
weird.
We've
right?
got a whole new batch of questions for the feud, like a whole new survey. By the way, if you have not yet filled out the survey, go to tiny.cc/tadpoolsurvey.
Sweet.
Is that right? No, I'm sorry. Tadpool Feud. F-E-U-D. Tadpool Feud. Tiny.cc, Tadpool Feud, all lowercase, all one word.
Okay, excellent. And I meant to. Did I ever tweet that? I thought I did. Maybe I didn't.
You didn't, did I? And I need to give you just, I'll write a tweet. Or you can, I can type it in here and you can.
Yeah, I like that. We can do that. Let's totally do that. We can totally do that.
Tiny.cc/Tadpool. F-E-U-D. Feud.
Yep. Jambalilo.
Jambolia.
Jambolia. Welcome our old pal Brian Dunaway to the show. Brian, we've missed you terribly. Hello.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
We're fine.
Good. How are you?
Kind of startled me a little bit. You are a couple of minutes early than you usually do, but I figured maybe they don't have show notes or something. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're just winging it.
We might
flying
be.
Without a net today.
Feels like it. welcome to our circus. It's good to have you here, though. We missed you Monday, and you've had a busy week too.
I missed you. Yeah. I missed you guys too.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you. Good to have you here. And for those who didn't notice, yes, there was no Boop Show on Monday because Brian had a thing and. We just could not.
Well, we didn't have any show notes, so.
Well, that's the other reason. No show notes. Turns out you need show notes to do a show. Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Oddly, there's more truth than that than you may believe. Mm. My air conditioning went out.
Oh.
And so being in my office and doing show notes and doing the gaming was insufferable, so I didn't do it. Mm. So we couldn't do a show because there would be no quality.
Yeah, you can't have that. You can't have no quality. You got to have quality, right?
Must have quality.
Yeah, that's a rule. That's a rule I have. Must have quality. Well, all right. We're going to have a quality time together today. We're going to play the Tadpooley Feud, and we're going to welcome to the show a listener who just called in. Let's find out who's waiting here on the line. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Amy Red Fraggle.
Well, hello, Amy.
Amy.
Amy, always a pleasure to hear Amy call in. How's your fundraiser going, by the way? And you want to mention that real quick? We should do that real fast.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I've had a few donations from the Tadpool. Thank you guys very much who have donated. So I am doing a charity ride in November for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So the URL for that, if anybody would like to contribute, is tinyurl.com/redfragglebike.
Nice.
And I'll throw it in the chat.
Bike, B-I-K-E. Not this one does not care if you capitalize or lowercase, unlike tiny.cc.
It's all lowercase, but yeah, it's fine.
Awesome.
So I will throw that in the chat for everybody.
Very cool. Go help a fellow tadpooler out, everybody. All right, Brian, now that we've got Amy here, we have Brian here, we have a contest to be had. Why don't you explain how it's going to work and what she's going
to
win?
Let's do it. Let's have the contest. It's time to play the Tadpooley Feud. I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian will have to predict the answers that they gave us. It's Scott and Brian's job to see how many of those answers they can guess. Now, Amy, your job is more important than ever because you're actually going to be working with either Scott or Brian, and if your team wins, you get a prize package that includes Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Oh,
and,
I like that game.
Yeah, oh, it's a good one. And Almost There, the platformer.
Oh, I haven't
played that one.
Why is that one not ringing a bell? I don't know what that
one
is.
I don't know that one.
I'm sure it's good. Mm.
Well, they're both good, and you can't say otherwise. You can't convince me otherwise.
I'm not saying they're not good.
I know. I'm kidding. Yes. Anyway,
when's
those...
the host coming in to the Tadpooley Feud?
Oh,
you
want host to? What do you mean?
I want a host in the Tadpooley Feud.
Oh,
I don't
want
see
me
him.
Just run the board. All right, let's run the board. Okay, oh. Host is now here.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I see what he means. I'm like, well, Brian is the host, and now I was confused.
Yeah, no, I hadn't started the board yet. It's about time I did. By the way, those came from Wesley, so big thanks to Wesley for sending in those codes.
Wesley! We like Wesley. He's great.
All right. This one got a lot of responses, but also had a large number of passes, like people saying pass. About 50 people passed on this one. You're all crazy for passing on this. It's such a fun one. This one took a long time, by the way, to assimilate because answers were all written in different language, like different ways. So I had to parse them down into something that's usable.
Mm.
And because you guys are both on FilmSec, you guys should be really good with this one. All right, put your hands on your buzzards and give me an answer to this. What is your favorite movie trope? Scott was in first.
Favorite movie trope would be the world is ending. It's end of the world, apocalypse, dystopia, whatever that is.
Yep, like a post-apocalyptic world.
You did the thing I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Post-apocalyptic.
Show me post-apocalyptic.
Damn it. Tadpool, right. You let me down.
Brian, wide open board. You can steal.
Interesting. So now I'm worried because I thought Scott's was a good answer.
Yeah, I did too.
I was over here good answering it. Okay. Yeah. Movie tropes, there's so many of them, though. We'll just go with some of the ones we did this past week. What was something we did last week?
Morpheus takes the blue pill. Oh, no. That's not it.
How about shitty parents? We're always talking about all parents are stupid.
Yeah.
Crappy.
Yeah, it's
all
a
right,
good one.
Show me shitty parents. Clueless parents on the board. God, where is it? It is number 11 on the
really?
Board. Really? Yes.
God, that's the problem. There's so many tropes.
There are so
oh my
many.
God.
I was surprised at how many people did tend to settle into these 10 categories. All right. Well, let's keep going. You know what, Amy? I'm going to give you a chance to answer.
We're going to forget, Brian.
Well, no, there's nobody. She hasn't gotten to join anybody. But
true.
If you can give me one on the board, I'll let you pick who you play with. And you guys can go
first. How about the ignored scientist?
The ignored?
Like, the ignored scientist.
Okay. Go.
That's a good one. That is always in the movies, though.
Yes.
Like, they don't know.
This is hard to get that one.
It's down on there, but it's not the top 10.
All right.
We'll just keep going until you get.
So it's a movie.
You get something. Yeah, exactly.
So what about a damsel in distress? How about that?
Ooh, see, that's a good basic one. There you go. That's brilliant.
Classic trope.
Oh, no. It was making noise.
Damsel in distress is on down on the list.
We're thinking about it wrong. Okay, we got to think about the tadpool. Yeah. What would the tadpool say? It doesn't have to be true.
Yeah.
It just has to be what the tadpool would say.
Yeah.
So would they say, whose turn is it now?
I reset the buzzers so you guys can buzz and take another guess. All right, Brian.
I'm going to go chick in the bucket just because it's tadpoolers and they listen to FilmSec. Maybe we could do that.
Okay.
Why not? Let's try it. All right, show me chick in the bucket.
It made it to
number one answer.
Are you kidding me? Well, now that's what they're doing. Oh, geez. All right.
Don't get too hung up on that. Okay,
so that was a one-off.
On ones that were specifically from FilmSec. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
The rest of these are very tropey tropes.
Tropes.
And I'm going to be very generous, by the way. You just haven't been close enough for me to be generous for these rich ones.
I can bend, but I can't break.
Brian's
you guys.
Generous,
come on.
Exactly. He's a generous lover and host.
Right.
All right. So, Brian, you're teamed up with Amy. See what you two can come up with.
Okay. Hey, you got any ideas, Amy, off the top of your head? Any more of the gems back there?
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, like stupid parents was the one that I put in the poll, but we know that one's wrong. So,
brilliant. It's a great one.
Let's see.
And you said damsel in distress. That was
a
great one.
You know?
You gotta think like they think or else you're hosed. Whatever that even means. They're all robots and zombies. I don't know how you think like they do.
Robots and zombies.
Right. Maybe zombies. Hey, I'll shut up now.
Give us more. Animal sidekick. Like there's, even in an apocalyptic movie, there's always like a lovable animal sidekick.
Yeah, everybody's always got a little lovable sidekick. You're right.
Okay, show me lovable sidekick.
Damn.
Damn it.
That's a good one, though. And now I don't know what to do. All right.
I know.
If it was,
I don't want this one to be over quickly. I wanted to.
My favorite part is the fact that Ibbot set this up for failure by going, "You guys both do film, Zach. This is going to be super easy."
Yeah. I know, because we talk about a lot of these so much, but
and then disappointment as it just slowly goes down the bowl.
Did I mention that you guys have 43 strikes each? I'm going to give you each 43 strikes. And
all right, I'll go with the old guy knows everything Obi-Wan Kenobi trope.
Oh, that's a good one. That's actually the first one I've heard that was really good. Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but I don't know.
I'm
not feeling confident, but I will say the Obi-Wan factor, and it seems like every movie does it now.
All right, show me the wise old man.
Damn it!
Oh my god!
Number 15 is wise old man.
Maybe we're trying to narrow. Maybe like
I thought
that's
being
a
too
good
broad.
Idea. Yeah, maybe go bigger. And if you're not specific enough, I'll ask you to pare it down. Yeah.
I got worried because when you said post-apocalyptic, I thought okay, that's too wide.
And the wrong letters, but yeah.
What'd I say?
The way you pronounced it, you're fine. You have a good time with that word.
How many strikes you got? All right, shut up. I'm going to go with how about the heist trope? It's just a bigger, broader.
Feels like we're starting to tickle genres, but maybe that's what they're thinking in the tadpool. You know, like full genres.
Right. I'm gonna do it. Why not? Let's go with the trope of the heist.
Yeah.
The heist trope.
The heist trope.
A lot of people said it. One last heist. Show me. Is it on the board? It is not.
Oh.
One last heist was on the board, and it was.
But that got me thinking. That got me thinking. I got some ideas now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the one last heist is a common trope, so that's a good thing to think along the lines of.
Right. Okay, so that makes sense.
That gives me a hint.
Yeah, trope is a really wide subject.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that would count. Okay.
There's so many fights in the tadpool right now. That's not a trope. Oh, no, that's totally a trope. No, that's a setting.
Yeah, settings, genres, like there's going to be...
Once again, don't argue the chat room. This is what... The tadpool thinks.
Yes.
This is not what is reality. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, I just thought of one. This is a trope in everything. Movies, video games, TV.
Yep.
What would you call it, though? Like Neo, Luke, the chosen one. Yeah, the chosen one.
Show me the chosen one.
That's a real good one.
Number three. Yeah. Okay, now we're getting somewhere here.
That was a good answer.
Damn.
This train is back on the rails. Yep.
That took a minute.
Okay. Randy, by the way, I can hear him just screaming at his phone or whatever he listens to podcasts on right now.
Well, let's get his thoughts.
But his scream is like this. Oh, you guys. Right. No, you should.
Here, let's see what he says. Randy, your thoughts?
You can go through the naked people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. No.
Oh, we can go through the naked people.
All right. Show me you can go through the naked.
That's a porn trope. All right, let's see.
It's a Saturday night at Ibbot's house.
Unending. Actually, I take that back. Okay. I'm going to hold that one. Let's do the bad mini boss, or not mini boss, the bad henchman. Henchman who. I'm thinking of stormtroopers. I can't get out of Star Wars here, but let's say stormtroopers
it's a great idea, though.
They're just bumbling.
I know what you're describing, and I think I see the paint you're painting with here.
All right.
Show me those bad henchmen that suck and can't do anything.
Oh!
Yes, the henchman can't aim trope.
Oh, they used the word henchman in there even.
Oh, and it's a lower one, too, you lucky dog. You look at that.
That's good points right there on the board.
Okay. All right, I feel like I've got a chance here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do the other one, I guess. Except I don't remember what it was. Let's pizza and old jambalaya here.
Jambalaya, yes. Jambalaya. That old jambalaya is kicking in. Yeah.
Let's go with guns that never seem to run out of ammo.
Unlimited ammo, yeah.
Unlimited ammo. All right, show me unlimited ammunition. Number 20 on the list.
It helps to know it was on the list. That actually...
Yes. Yeah. And high enough on the list, too. Brian and Amy, this is your last strike. Let's try and get some points on the board.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, I had an idea, interestingly enough, kind of spurred by the clip of Randy saying naked people. What about, like, the trope where, like, after sex, the woman always pulls up the sheets up over her chest? You know, like, I mean, like...
Yeah, that's right. You just saw me naked for the last 18 minutes.
If you have a better one, Brian, right. I'll go with it. But
I like that.
All of a sudden, I'm too shy. Yeah. Trope.
Yeah.
That's funny you bring that up because I'm not kidding about this. I'm watching The Wire. Just finished season two, and there's a scene in that thing where I went, "Oh, this show doesn't do that." Like most shows, even the hot and heavy crap on HBO, always do the pull the sheet up thing. But in this scene, they didn't. And I went, well, that's you're going against type here because you're HBO, I guess, and this is what you do in The Wire. But,
Amy, I'm down with this, but what if we modified a little bit? When you said that, it made me think that, you know, there's always the homely girl that turns into the hottie, and she's usually the one that, like, makes those bad decisions and then pulls her little sheet up on her. Is that the same lady?
That's really good. Like, glasses make you ugly is a great
trope. That's a good one.
Right? Like all you need for a makeover is to cut your hair and remove your glasses, and then suddenly you're hot. Yeah. I actually like that answer.
Suddenly you're hot trope. How about that?
Yeah.
Brian is a generous lover.
He's a generous lover. He's going to help you here. What are you going to give him, Brian?
Right.
All right. Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Show me the glasses. Take those glasses off. Whoa! Look at the swan.
Yes. Oh!
Hot girl was hiding behind glasses the whole time.
Nice. That's a long answer.
Yeah, it's the longest one we've ever fit onto a a Tadpooly feud box.
Wow.
We had to really work that one in, man.
Good.
Okay.
I was worried.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I'm thinking about there's so many great romantic tropes. I mean, all the romance movies seem to be just like Tropesville.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just full of them. Yeah.
Okay, stay away. No more sexy girls. Okay, from librarian to sexy girl. Okay.
I'm gonna help you guys both out because you both are on two strikes. Think action movies.
Okay.
Think, slasher movies.
All right, a single bullet explodes the car. How about that? Like all you have to do is shoot. You know, you hit a car with one bullet.
Exploding cars.
And it explodes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Everything is flammable.
Cars always explode.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, everything is flammable. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Show me the exploding car. Yep, and it even includes the slow motion walk away by the hero who doesn't even look back to see that the car exploded behind him.
Damn it.
Very good. All right, that was a good one.
This is good.
Low points, but high on the board.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, let's see. How about the... Scott's already said that one. Oh, man.
I think
I'm watching films in my head right now, going through them. Why am I thinking of the bandits? Everything in the bandits seemed like a trope, but it's not.
The bandits? Oh, the Billy Bob Thornton, Bruce Willis.
Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Oh, I never saw that. Have I seen? Did we see that?
We watched it on film sack.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Seen it.
Did we really? I don't remember that.
What about a bad guy monologue?
Oh,
like,
that's
good.
Does
that count as a trope?
Yeah, let's get glass up here and let him do his little monologue here.
Yeah.
All right. Show me those exact words that Amy just said.
Oh.
Bad guy monologue.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's number 10, which means...
That's good points. Yeah.
No, you've foiled my plans for the last time. I'm going to take this bomb and put it into the city's water supply.
And I'm going to do it with these five or six logistical choices, and the people involved are these names. But you'll
be dead. Achilles' heel of that machine is the fact that the it doesn't work if you flip this one switch.
Yeah, it's very Skeletor. I love it.
Yep. All right. Four more answers on the board.
How about everybody's related? How about that?
Oh, yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Like,
Yeah. Like, everybody's a
it's
Skywalker.
Like, you're my father.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Right. Star Wars is a good place to hang out for tropes. I think that's a smart one.
It is. Yeah. All right. Show me the Luke, I'm your father, brother, sister, mother, cousin's babysitter with the huge testicles. Number 13 on the list was the, you know, the mysterious connections, the family connections, the surprise connections.
Can I do one guess that I've been holding?
Well, you still have one guess.
Yeah, gotta guess.
Oh, yeah, I still have a thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. The lone, I don't know if it's the same as the lone gunman, but I'm thinking of like John McClane in the Nakatomi, just by himself, has to take on everybody. Mm-hmm. One guy versus everybody. I don't know if that's in there or not, but something like that.
All right. Okay, let's see if it's in there. Show me Lone Gun McClane.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's number, it is in here. It is the Lone Wolf. Where is it? Yeah.
There's so many of them, like all the old spaghetti westerns and movies like Logan and John Wick, and they're all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's another trope that the John Wick thing falls into, and we'll get to that in a second here. Okay. But that first off, Amy wins, so congratulations,
Amy. Congratulations, Amy. Good job.
Phew! I was sweating that for a little while. Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
By the hair of your chinny chin. All right, Brian. That's right.
Okay, let's look at the last four here. Yeah. Show me number four. Wilhelm Scream. Not really a trope, but just a thing that I'm sick of people putting in movies. Yeah, Tadpool. Yeah. Tadpool sees it as a trope.
Yeah.
This is Tadpool the one that facts. Kind of the John Wick, the Taken, the stuff like that falls into.
Give my daughter back. Secret, what is it?
Secret anti-hero. So the guy who's kind of a badass, but you don't know he's a badass until somebody shoots his dog, takes his daughter.
Right.
If you guys want to see a trailer for a cool one of those coming out, there's a movie with we thought you was a toad. What's his name?
Tim Blake Nelson.
It's a thing called Old Henry. It's a Western. But it looks
I will see anything that has Tim Blake Nelson. He is for me the unsung hero of that Netflix cowboy thing.
The Coen Brothers thing. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yes.
Yeah, he's Buster Scruggs.
He was Buster Scruggs. Yeah, that's right. His name was. Yeah.
No, he's great, dude. He'll do no harm. And in this movie, it's one of those, I done stuff in my past I ain't proud of. It's one of those tropes.
Yes.
And I
literally
can't
every Liam Neeson movie too from now on, like even though he's not still playing the Taken dude, everything could just be called Taken. Now he's on a train.
Yeah, I've got some skills.
I love it. Oh, the chat room's
Taken
got a good
the
one.
Train.
Chat room says all aliens speak English. Is that one on there?
Oh, that's a good one.
Not.
I was
surprisingly not. Man. There is Alien Invasion, but it didn't make the list. All right, let's see who's last two. Number seven.
Yeah.
Let's split up. Now, I would have accepted any slasher movie. Let's have sex while a killer's on the loose, let's run upstairs from the killer. Things like that.
Yeah,
that we should have thought of that one. Halloween's coming up. I should have thought of that one. I failed in that.
Somebody in the chat room suggested the black guy dies first. That would have probably fallen under that header for Brian there.
Is that number eight?
Oh, it could have. Yeah, it could have.
It's not number eight, is it?
And then last one on the board, number eight. Time travel saves the day. So we don't know how to finish this movie, but time travel will fix it. I got to go through some of these other ones, though, because they're fantastic. The MacGuffin or Chekhov's gun. Montage, only 14. I thought montage should have been like number one or two.
Yeah,
right.
Wise old man, badass damsel. So not your damsel in distress, but you're like
atomic blonde.
You're... Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of characters.
Sure.
Cut the Red Wire is a popular trope.
That's a good one.
He's behind me, isn't he? Trope. All right. Manic Pixie Dream Girl, number 22. Unkillable
Randy,
bad guy.
Randy
think
was
he's
definitely
dead?
Yelling that Pixie Girl thing. He says that all the time.
It's a favorite of his. Yeah. Unkillable bad guy. You fought, you know, getting back up after being shot a million times. The enemies to lovers rom-com trope. Falling when trying to escape from the bad guy. Any sort of fumbling or screw up that, you know, the killer's behind you and you make. Fish out of water. There's your lone survivor, lone wolf. A cave that looks like a we've got in here.
We can't say that on TMS.
I don't know. We probably can.
Hours film sack.
We can and do, and I don't know why. Final girl, you know, the last girl to survive in a slasher movie.
Okay.
Heist, superhero landing, like basically landing.
Oh yeah, that's been very
the 3-point superhero landing.
Yeah, Trinity did that this past weekend on the Matrix.
She did.
She did.
First.
Here's one of my favorites. All redhead females are sexy. All redhead males are villains.
I haven't thought about that. I like that.
I haven't either, but it's a,
Amy as a redhead, how's that land on you? How's that feel? What do you think of that?
I mean, it's either that or I was actually going to say all redhead guys are dorks. So like, there's like, you know, Richie Cunningham kind of, you know, but
with the potential to be evil.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's always wet in space.
Yes. Love that one.
Yeah.
Give me your gun and your badge.
Let's see. I almost said that angry chief captain.
Angry police captain. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these, you know, conniving villain, cop who plays by his own rules. That's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Cop
who plays
anyway,
by his own rules.
Anyway, there you go.
I just done that one. That's a fun one.
I know. It's so fun. There's a lot of these that just had one and it's like, oh yeah. Furniture, stops bullets is a good one.
Just saw that.
People get behind
Zorro,
get behind that couch. Get behind that IKEA Furglog or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it seems like a common one. Well, that is for the fun. One of the funnest ones with like some of our worst performances we've ever done. but we'll take it, and that means that Amy, you win. You're a redhead with the winning flag. Good job. I don't know what that means.
Right on. Thanks so much, guys. You guys are so much fun.
Well,
I appreciate
it. Oh, email Brian for your winnings because, you know, you can't go home empty-handed, and he'll hook you up. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next time. All right. Brian Dunaway.
I really enjoyed that one. I enjoyed the roller coaster ride of emotions that Ibbot experienced from being excited to being... Oh no, this is going to be bad.
Don't say that one. Yeah.
Well, let's get a final word from Randy on this since he was so involved in it. Hold on.
You're a white guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I knew that.
Well, all right.
I feel like I knew as a white guy. Speaking of FilmSack, this weekend we're doing Alien 3.
Three?
Yeah, baby. I'm so excited for this. I cannot wait to watch this.
Do the aliens speak French in this one?
Nope.
I can't remember.
No. They speak prison.
That was Coneheads.
Oh, that was Coneheads. Yeah, Coneheads was great. I love Coneheads. Coneheads is underrated. If you guys have never seen the Coneheads thing, it is one. I think it is my favorite SNL thing where they took a skit and
you're not including Blues Brothers, are you?
I don't like Blues Brothers very much.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I know. I'm broken or something.
No, it is one of those uncomfortable movies. Like it's a.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's too old. Maybe I feel like it's too old.
Maybe it's too old. It was made in your lifetime.
Well,
it was,
but it was made when I was a kid. It was like 70-something, right? Like it was real. I was
late
young.
78, 79,
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
something
80,
like that.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm not saying that Blues Brothers is bad, but there's something about, you know what it is? It's because Conehead shouldn't work at all, and it works.
Yeah. I think that is right. Exactly. Like you can guess that Wayne's World is going to do well. You can predict how Night at the Roxbury is going to be, or Stuart Smalley Saves the World, or whatever it is. Would you count Office Space as a movie that came from SNL?
No,
because it did come from the Mike Judge animated shorts that he did for SNL.
Shortly.
I didn't know. Yeah,
he did
I knew about the shorts, but I didn't know those were for SNL. I had no idea.
Those were for SNL the Milton. It was all Milton was the subject of the shorts. And,
Red Stapler.
Right. I'm going to burn this place down.
Dude, you're making me want to watch Office Space. And so if that's connected, then maybe that's my favorite. now that you've said
Cone,
that.
Coneheads is free on the, is it the Peacock? I think it's the Peacock.
Yeah, it's the Peacock.
Yeah, the Peacock. Peacock. Yeah. The guys on the Peacock.
The Peacock over there, down to the Peacock. You can watch that one
for free. I'm just saying, maybe after we get through with the scary stuff in October, maybe we just, you know, maybe we just visit the Coneheads because we don't want to make fun of it, but maybe just revisit it.
Did we not do? We haven't done it, right?
We haven't done Coneheads.
Just asking.
On the Film Sack.
Let's see. Filmsack.lee. Oh, wait. That doesn't go anywhere, does it? We can't find it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hey, well done. So that'll be Alien 3 this weekend, a Prison Planet alien movie, which a lot of people at the time didn't like, but has grown on many people as time has gone on. Mm-hmm. I always liked it and hated parts of it, too, at the same time. So it's going to be thick, rich discussion this weekend.
Thick, rich discussion.
Smoldering hot discussion about Alien 3. So check that out this weekend on FilmSack, FilmSack.com for details. Brian, anything else you want to say before we unceremoniously kick you out?
I play video games for a video game podcast me and Scott do on Mondays at 5:30 called The Boop Show. And I do my homework through the week. But this Thursday, I'm playing Graveyard Keeper at 6 p.m. Eastern time right before the core. How many plugs is that?
It's a lot.
Am I out?
No, you get as many as you want. You have free reign around here. So
yes.
You could say,
plus, you don't have any show notes, so I'm just trying to go longer. Yeah. Longer.
You could say, I'm having a long bath at noon, and we'd let you say it. You can say whatever you want. You can say anything. What you want. Yeah, except now where
say
I'm gonna kick
what
you out. Okay, now I can't say anything because I've kicked him off the call. Now there's nothing.
And he's gone, just like that.
Nothing he can say.
We'll looks like Milton also premiered, or not premiered, but was also Liquid Television. But it, the Milton shorts aired on Saturday Night Live in the mid-1990s, also appeared on Liquid Television in the 1990s. So
didn't. So I know Beavis and Butthead premiered on Liquid Television, or that's where I first saw it. Did that also move around? Well, I know it was, you know, it's an MTV mainstay for years.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever anywhere else. I don't think. Okay. I don't think those ever appeared on SNL.
Liquid Television was one of my favorite things on this planet, man. I love that. It was like getting Blood, Sex, and Robots or whatever that's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day. It was like every week there was like new weird stuff. And I love that stuff. Wish there was more of that these days. All right. Or maybe there is, and we're just embarrassed with all the riches that we have. And I just.
Well, you still need to watch Short Circuit on Disney Plus if you haven't yet.
It's in my queue, the little add to queue. It's in my queue.
Good, good. Yeah. That's a start.
All right. It's the beginning of what might potentially be a watch. We'll see how it goes. All right.
It always works like that.
We're going to do some very fast and very efficient news gathering.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
The news today is brought to you by...
Well, let's see if there's any time for news after this. From one of the creators of Botched, the D&D podcast, comes the story of Solomon, a man from a time long forgotten. Thrust into responsibility, he must decide how far he's willing to go in order to protect those he cares about. The consequences of desperate decisions leads to the world's first werewolf. This is Lycan, Solomon's Odyssey, a fully illustrated 60-page graphic novel, the first in an ongoing series spanning across different cultures, mythologies, and folklore throughout history. This Kickstarter is fully funded and set to end on the morning of September 3rd. Really, they mean October 3rd. If you would be interested in backing a dream more than 10 years in the making, search for Lycan, L-Y-C-A-N, Solomon's Odyssey on Kickstarter, or just head over to HiveHeadStudios.com or ClockFox.net because Dennis has some really weird patrons. Dennis would like to thank everyone who's already backed the project and anyone who backs it after hearing this message. You'll never truly know how much it means to him. And thank you.
Oh, very nice. So go check that out, you guys.
It's September 3rd, but that's the end of this week. October 3rd is Sunday. That's got to be what he means.
That's got to be October, right? He must have been October.
Yeah, I would think so. Yep.
I would assume so. Squirrel stores thousands of nuts inside a man's parked car.
Okay.
You were hoping I'd say scrotum.
I really was. Yeah. You hear nuts and you just immediately want it to go there.
Yeah, you want it to go scrotum, but it didn't here. A man in North Dakota has been saddled with a massive cleanup job caused by tiny furry perpetrators. The red squirrel will come from behind, run along the frame rail and all the way up to the front, says Bill Fisher. He's talking about his car.
He's like, he's probably pointing at a video. Yep, that red squirrel come behind, run on the frame rail, run all the way up to the front.
You damn squirrels always riding, running.
Speaking of Mike Judge.
Yeah, doing a full boom hour. Fisher cannot win the war. A beautiful black walnut tree in the yard produces nuts that the red squirrel finds irresistible. However, the squirrel has picked Fisher's Chevy Avalanche as the winter storage hideout for hundreds of these nuts, although the headline said thousands. So I don't know why they say hundreds now.
What is it, local12.com?
Yeah, feels like maybe you're trying to pump things up with a more exciting headline, maybe.
Sensationalize the nut storage.
I see what you've done. Anyway, he says, each are about the size of a small lemon. That's pretty big.
Wow, especially for hundreds.
I don't know what a small lemon is considered, but I assume it's, you know, it's probably like that.
Don is a small lemon.
Don Lemon, got it.
Yeah.
Wait, what's he do? He's a news guy.
Reporter on CNN for a while.
Yeah, news.
Might still be. I'm not sure.
I think he's a commentary guy. I don't know. I don't watch 24-hour news networks because, and here's why, this is a controversial statement. They all suck.
That's true.
I don't know last time any of you watched any of that, but.
They all tell you it's 1,000 nuts when it's really just hundreds.
I mean, on paper. 24-hour news sounds amazing on paper because it's like, I'll be informed all the time. Anything that happens, even if it's in the middle of the night, crack reporters and photojournalists will be on the scene reporting to me what's going on. That's what we all thought it would be. And it turns out it's not that. It's garbage. Yeah. It's garbage. Wall-to-wall freaking garbage. If something really important happens, it'll get covered by every news organization. Actual news organizations and not 24-hour freaking money cycles. F those guys. F them. They all suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. He says these nuts are in a lot of places in the radiator fan all the way through here. That corner's been covered with all these walnuts, says Fisher. Now he's calling them walnuts.
Now he's walnuts.
Yeah. He says he's planning on
they're black walnuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Are they? Oh. Are there?
Yeah.
Okay. But in this case, what did the squirrel take though? He took
plums. He took black walnuts because it's a beautiful black walnut tree, or as they say on Craigslist, it's a BBWT.
Who's my favorite? My favorite Sopranos character is that walnuts guy. What's his?
Oh, Polly Walnuts.
Polly Walnuts. Yeah, I love.
I was thinking Christopher Guest in Best in Show.
Oh yeah,
quit naming nuts.
Yeah, he's great. Oh my gosh, that's so good. I saw Bob Balaban the other day on something new.
Oh, cool.
He's a million years old. It looks wrong because he always plays old. Like even when he was young, he played old.
Yeah.
But now he's really old. What was it? Oh, we watched, Kim started, before she left town, she started watching The Chair, which is a Netflix.
I see that on there. Yeah, The
Michelle
Chair.
Not Michelle Cho. What's her name?
Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh. How did I get Michelle Cho out of that? I don't think there is a Michelle.
It's also,
Cho.
It stars Sandra Oh and Mallory Lowe. So why did you say Margaret Cho? I don't know.
Now, where do I go?
Oh, it's got David Morse and Holland Taylor.
Yeah, David Morse, also old, but looking great. But
and Jay Duplass.
Yeah, one of the Duplass brothers, I think.
Yep.
Is what he is.
Yeah,
those guys. I don't know what they do. They're weird, man. One minute they're in a thing where they're acting, and the next minute they're producing a giant series of things. The next thing they've got some documentary up for Oscars, and I don't get what those two guys are up to. They're nuts. Good luck to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your story there.
Oh, hey, by the way, did you look at the photos of this man's truck full of nuts?
No, let's see.
Dude, I was thinking, this is kind of a dumb story. Then I saw the photo.
Oh, God.
Right?
All right, chat, or people at home, it's imagine opening the trunk of your car, the hood of your car, and just it's filled with these nuts.
Here's what I want you to think about. You just picked up a brand new monitor from Best Buy. It's in the box. You open up the box, and it's got your packing peanuts, and then the monitor is inside the packing peanuts. That's what his engine looks like.
Yeah.
Replace packing peanuts with nuts, walnuts.
It's really something.
It's insane. Like, there is no more room in under that hood for anything else but nuts.
And he had to take looks like he had to take porta panels off and...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. And look at those nuts are huge.
They look like onions. They look like small onions.
Yeah, or like an apple harvest or something.
Yeah.
That's just nuts. All right. That's just nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a throwaway story until you see that photo, and it's like, oh, damn, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's got, that car, that truck has serious
or
nuts.
Four Home Depot barrel, plastic trash barrel things, mm-hmm. 5-gallon barrels or buckets.
Yep.
Eight of them filled with those nuts that he cleared out of there.
That's insane. I wonder how, yeah. He was nervous when he first started the car after all that. I wonder how that felt. Like, okay, here it goes.
And clump, clump, it smelled clump, like chocolate chip cookies, freshly baked chocolate chip cookies when he did it. So that was nice.
Oh, that reminds you of home and mom and stuff and growing up. Yeah,
that's right.
I like that.
Oh, J.C. Kellen says they clearly say Menards. I didn't look close. I just saw those plastic, those ubiquitous buckets.
They say Menards on them?
Menards.
Does it really? Are you kidding me?
Do they really say Menards? Hold on. If they say Menards, that's the best unintentional joke.
I feel like we got punked. Did we get punked? We might have been punked.
Yeah, I think we got punked.
That's a pretty good punking.
The green ones are Menards. The green ones in the back are Menards.
Perfect. What do you got in there? Menards.
Menards.
That's great. All right. On that
note, that's fantastic.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Tom Merritt will join us, do a little tech time catch up. And then after that, Nicole with your recommendals for the week. So stick around. Hey, Brian, why don't you play me a song in the meantime?
We're going to go up to Vancouver, Canada for this one for a melodic punk rock quartet that all wear jean jacket vests covered with pins. This is a band called The Core, C-O-R-P-S, or The Corpse.
Corpse.
They have The Core. They've got a brand new single for their song Hazardous, or that they're releasing for their song Hazardous. They are an intense force of circle pit melodic punk rock. And if you dig NoFX, Propaganda, even a little bit of Blink 182 or Sum 41, I'd say is in here as well. Mm. Here is the band, The Core, and their song Hazardous.
Really loud or poop your pants silently?
Probably send in a text message. My kids are crazy over that.
Is my heart in it? I think my heart's in it. I think my heart's in it.
This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody. That song again was...
That song again is Hazardous by the band The Core, C-O-R-P-S.
Nice.
That audio clip you played sounded like one of my favorite... I felt like it was one of my favorite lines that Mantis said in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Play it again.
Would you rather fart really loud or poop your pants silently?
Yeah, it does sound like Mantis.
Imagine she's asking Drax.
Oh my gosh, that's a real, that's a deep cut. I she sounds just
Clement
like that.
TF,
I love her. She's great.
Me too.
Almost as much as I love our upcoming guest, which we will introduce with this here sound clip.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
My list goes Tom Merritt, then it goes lady who played Mantis, and then everybody else. That's how it works.
Aw.
Yeah, you're right up there.
I'm honored. Yeah, I don't know if I deserve it, but I'm honored.
Well, deserve it or not, you're here, damn it. It's Wednesday. That means Tom Merritt shows up and does a little tech news for us in the morning. A little tech time, we call it. Tom's tech time, to be exact. Because later today, we do the Daily Tech News Show, the Wednesday edition, which I'm always on, which I always love being on. And part of that is because I get to cheat a little bit. Tom comes and gives us a little preview. So, So Tom, lay it on us. What is going on?
I'm going to mess you up. I want to talk about the Amazon stuff from yesterday.
Yeah! Oh, cool. I want to talk about that stuff, too.
All right. What happened at Amazon yesterday? I mean,
no cheat codes for Scott, though, if I do
no
that.
No workshopping topics for...
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And believe me, that hurts me as much as it hurts you.
Of course. Oh, this is I don't know what it is about. Tell me what happened yesterday. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, Amazon announced 6,000 different products yesterday. all sort of around the idea of voice services. I don't even know which is the main announcement. I guess the Echo Show 15 is the main announcement because will be able to buy it.
Mm. Yeah, the wall unit versus the robot.
Yeah, so Astro the robot, the drone that flies around your house when you're not there with a camera. So you can see what's going on. The little weird thing that looks like a cell phone from the 80s that lets your kids play games with grandma. Those are all by invitation. You have to be asked to buy them to give them your money.
Would you? We'd like to invite you to spend $1,000 on this robot.
Yeah, and that's how they launched the Amazon Echo. If you remember, it was limited sales. It's a way for them to find. To kind of slowly roll it out and test it, see what the problems are with people who are the most enthusiastic about it. So I signed up for invites for a couple of things. And they ask you questions like with the drone, like, do you have any floor-to-ceiling glass windows? Do you have any free-roaming pets? I don't think those are to disqualify people. I think it's to make sure they're including a lot of different scenarios in who they're letting buy it. But the Echo Show 15... although it doesn't have an exact date, you have to sign up for an email to let you know when it goes on sale. They said it will come by the end of the year. $250, 15-inch wall mount, 1080p smart display. So it's like the Amazon Echo Show, the little desktop thing that has a screen that works like an Amazon Echo, except this one's thin enough that you can mount it on a wall. They're also going to sell the ability to put it on a stand or mount it under a cabinet, say, in a kitchen or somewhere like that. And the idea is that this gives you a lot more visual indications of things, not just the voice control. It has all the same voice control as the Amazon Echo Show, but because it has more screen real estate, it can devote half the screen to persistent, what they're calling widgets. So you can have a weather widget or a calendar widget, things like that. Or you can even have the entire screen devoted to photo display. So when you're not using it, it could just look like a picture frame. And it's got a black frame with a white bezel. So it's meant to look kind of like a picture frame when it's up on your wall.
Interesting.
It's cool. Does the camera do that follow you around thing? I know it's a static location, so it can't do the...
It would, because it's running the same operating system. Yeah. The Astro robot will literally follow you around. The Echo Show 15 will not. Mm. I think it does have that for drop-ins and stuff.
The camera panning, you know, kind of thing that it can do. Yeah.
This is interesting.
It also does visual ID processing on device.
Yeah.
So you can set it up to recognize who's looking at it. without sharing that information with Amazon. It's done on the device. And that way, when you're looking at it, you see your calendar. When your spouse is looking at it, they see their calendar. When your kids are looking at it, you can set parental controls that show them kid-appropriate content when they're looking at it. So that's kind of interesting as well.
Did you say whether this is the wall thing is battery operated or optional that way? Or
no, it's power. It's okay. Power. Yeah, right. $250. So no battery in there. Just
because right. they don't the way power. They the way they show it here.
Big
it's like,
old
oh.
dangly cord yeah. Falling down.
Yeah.
From you know they didn't talk about that as much in the announcement, but they I don't know if you can do an in wall. With it or not. I know I assume it's going to be rated for that if they want it to be wall mounted. But most people are probably not going to do that. They're probably just going to have a dangly cord like you do with some TVs.
I'll deal with a dangly, I guess. I kind of like the idea though. I like the idea of a flat panel that's sort of up and against a wall and I don't know, something about that.
Yeah, I custom built one over here that does like has weather. It tells me the next few days of weather on the bottom, but then it really just cycles through a set of photos that that I set up for it. It's a DAC board, board. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and that's a really good point. This is not technology you couldn't find. This is packaged up nice and neat in an ecosystem.
In one nice little box, instead of having a bunch of wires on the back with a Raspberry Pi and a Wi-Fi things like that.
They don't
and there's even some packaged up Android versions of this out there. Samsung has a limited version of this that it sells for quite a bit more money. But this is, $250 Amazon. And yes, they're going to be collecting data off your voice stuff the way they do off of an Amazon Echo with those permissions. And you need to be mindful of that and manage your permissions and all of that. But they are doing a lot with voice activation that is on device now. And adding the ability to say, do most of my voice processing locally and then auto delete it.
They talk about how that's
part of the new AZ2 neural engine CPU that's in the Echo Show 15.
They say anything about audio quality or anything? Because one of the reasons people like their Echoes is they like to have a music device they're using as a.
Yeah, they didn't really talk about that because this is more about the screen than it is the speakers. So I would assume it's adequate from that. Yeah,
I won't love that. I think I'm aiming more for sound quality. The little kids thing real quick. That looks like Picard's desk terminal. It's the thickest, ugliest thing I've ever seen. So good luck with that thing.
Yeah, but it's not even as wide as Picard's, right? Yeah. It's a little eight-inch portrait screen in a big chunky plastic block called the Glow, and the idea is that someone who wants to talk to the kid. So me talking to my niece is a great example.
Sure.
My niece has the Glow. She doesn't, but let's for sake of argument, she has the Glow. It projects a game onto a white mat that you set in front of it, so she sees me and Eileen on the 8-inch screen in front of her, and then we have the app on our iPad or Android device and can play the game with her. She's touching it, projected on the white mat, and it has the technology that can let you interact with the projection while we're playing with her on the iPad.
Oh,
kind of cool.
Seems all right. Yeah, I think I understand the value of it, but boy, is it ugly. And I know you do big.
And it's juice resistant.
Yeah, that's the point, right? This thing is industrial for kids.
Yes, it comes with, I think it's a 2-year warranty. 2-year warranty against breaks and spills.
Juice resistant. Yeah. So that'll be a title choice is all I'm saying. That'll happen today. Yeah.
Orenthal Simpson cannot get at it.
That's right. It's juice resistant. Nice. So there you go. That and a whole bunch of other stuff. And chances are we'll break down more of that today is my guess. But
we might have a little bit about the Astro. There were some sources talking to Vice about the fact that from what they knew, this thing was ready to fall downstairs and not ready for prime time, which might be one of the reasons they're doing invite only for Astro, the robot. But if you want the full breakdown of the announcements, the Daily Tech News Show that's in your feed right now from yesterday has it all.
Nice. I already yell at my Echo. Will I yell at this robot is the question. Probably.
Oh,
if I had one. Yeah. But
Astro! It won't pee. It.
No, but like I yell at one now where I'll say, play 70s rock music. And it will choose the worst playlist or something, just something that's garbage.
And then it'll follow you around playing.
Then I want to
see the wrong playlist.
A little turd.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, a little turd dog. I can't wait. All right. Well, more on that today. on the Daily Tech News Show, 2:30 Mountain Time for the live stream. And, of course, the podcast information, dailytechnewsshow.com. Tom Merritt, anything else going on you'd like to mention today?
No, but if you want to know what I'll have to mention by the end of the week, freetimenewsletter.com is the place to sign up and get an email from me just telling you what's going on with my books and my podcasts and all that sort of thing. Folks can email me back, and I read all those emails and often reply to those as well. So get in on the game. It's good times. freetimenewsletter.com. Good old-fashioned emailing.
That's right.
Kids with their TikToks and their WeChats.
Like we used to do. That's right. That kind of, it's fun to see that stuff come back into vogue. Blogs and other stuff. Like I kind of like it. We'll see if it actually does anything to the social sphere. But anyway,
let's start a BBS.
I'm ready. Let's do it. We can serve GIFs on there. It'll only take you 2 hours to download one.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Tom Merritt, everybody. We'll
slow him down so they get the real experience.
Ace Detect on Twitter. Follow him there. We'll see you later. Bye now. All right.
Okay.
You know what my favorite thing of today was?
What's that?
I'm going to show you. I'll put it in our chat. Now, okay. Chat room at home, or people at home, you're hearing this and you're thinking, well, I can't see this. Well, I'll describe it after I've sent it to Brian. Okay. And I don't know why it made me
laugh. Or in your car, if you're listening in your car, or on the train, or on the ferry, or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody. Oh.
This view of Brian's head really
just
teared
a close-up of my pink head.
Yeah.
Because of the color balance.
And you held it there for a while, and it was nice.
Did I?
Yeah.
What was I?
I don't know what you were doing. This. There you are again.
I don't know what I was looking at something up close, and I don't know what it was.
I don't know. It was really weird. I enjoyed it though. Okay. Sam Jane says she misses forums. I don't know. Maybe forums will make a comeback. I don't know.
Oh, you really zoomed in tight on me. That's why it looks like.
Oh, yeah. You're way more cropped than usual. It's because my lens right now is making me a giant head.
Uh-huh.
And to make it so you don't look tiny. Yep. I had to do that until I get my other lens back because my first lens broke. Anyway.
Aww.
It's all good. We're going to move on now. To do what now? Oh, Nicole. That's what now. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now's the time. Let's get her in here. Let's get some recommendations going. I've been sitting on mine for too long. I need to get it out.
Mm-hmm. Get it out.
Yeah, get it
into
out,
the,
baby.
Into the world.
Yep. Where it belongs. Right. We are now with us on the line looking at Nicole Spagnola, who's joining us, as she always does on Wednesdays. Me. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Hello.
So
are you a teacher yet? Are you a teacher now?
No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. I'm still waiting on them to run a background check on me.
Uh-oh. They're going to find out about that cocaine
then they're
thing.
Done.
Yeah. They're going to find out about all that cocaine you were a mule for all those years.
Stop.
Do you remember
they're
that?
They're going to find out about this.
They're going to find out. You're going to find out you come on Wednesdays on this terrible morning show and talk to us, and they're going to go, oh, I'm so sorry. We can't have you on here.
Yeah. You're like,
you're going to do great.
Maybe.
I'm kind of jealous in a weird way because, I don't know, teaching's cool, and I'm jealous. I think this is rad.
We had our first 3D printing class with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who got upset that we weren't printing like the minute we started.
Of course.
Yeah, well.
And I'm like, we need to set some understanding and expectation about what 3D printing is.
Yep.
Right. And how long it takes.
How long it takes.
Yeah.
It takes forever.
Yeah. You don't just sit down and print it like you do a piece of paper.
That's
you
right. Gotta, exactly. You Benchy, you're looking at about 4 hours. Come back tomorrow and you'll see Benchy.
Yeah, that's funny because I remember an animation class when I was really young, and I remember being really disappointed that the first day we weren't making animation. The first day we were talking about anatomy or the way gravity works on human legs or some boring thing. Yeah. But then now I realize, well, no, you need all that. That was all really important.
You need to understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We watched a video on the history of 3D printing and like where it came from, where it's going. And, you know, a number of the kids were like, what? Mm-hmm. mind blown. Mm. But a few of them were like, I just want to print a whistle. Can I just print a whistle?
Just want to print a whistle.
God.
What they had heard, you could do whistles and they were just, that's all they wanted. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Kids
they
are great.
They just want the thing. I want to print Kelly LeBrock. If I make you the thing, are you just going to go? I mean, that's kind of what it feels like.
Here's my question. Are you going to have these kids call you Mrs. Spag for short or full Spagnola?
So, So I'm in two clubs. I'm in the 3D printing club, and I'm in a journalism club.
Yeah.
Where they call me Mrs. Spag in that class, yeah. And the 3D printing class calls me Mrs. Nicole. I don't care either way. I know some teachers get like tight about it, and depending on the part of the country you're like, I've been to colleges where everyone was Miss or Mister, and if you didn't use those titles, it was really disrespectful. I don't care.
They should call you the Resin Whisperer.
The Resin Whisperer? Well, I don't get that one.
Because you're 3D printing with resin. The wood Whisperer. I don't know if you know that your husband does this show called Wood Whisperer.
Yeah, it's really
popular.
Now I get it.
You should help him. See if he needs any help with that. Maybe help him with that.
No way. I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. Hey, you want to know something funny?
What?
Yeah.
I think my TikTok video is now more popular than Mark's TikTok video.
That's awesome.
The kids in there Among Us.
So the Among Us video went pretty viral, and it's
1.8 million views right now.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's only been up for 4 days.
Who you never know when your stuff is TikTok fuel. You just don't know. But it's so perfect. Weird. It's perfect. But here's the funny thing. You sent it to us. I don't know if you shared it with anyone else, but somebody on there actually thought you had made COVID suits for your kids.
Yes. Yeah. Not just one person. Yeah. Many people.
Multiple people thought they were COVID suits.
Yeah. Some woman called you a Karen. Another woman called me ridiculous, and I said, the only person's ridiculous is you because you can't see that this is from a video game.
Right, exactly. Like,
come on.
I mean, I guess I'm trying to imagine, if you have zero idea what the game is and you've never seen anything related to it, then I guess you would be wondering. But even then, why jump to the conclusion? Maybe just look at some of the other hundreds of comments.
Yeah. And look at the hashtag. I say hashtag Among Us.
Right, right.
In it.
Maybe people thought that meant, Among Us, like that's our little club of really careful people who are putting their kids in little spacesuits.
Some little liberal club. Yeah.
That is so funny to me.
The story of it goes, gave the kids the costumes early. I mean, this is like 8 a.m. when I'm taking this video. Mm-hmm. And they are so excited. And they're like, we want to walk around the block. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what they did at 8 a.m. around our little cul-de-sac. They walked. It was painful because it's really hard to walk in those suits. Oh. And that's why you see Ava going, and I'm like, are you tired? And we hadn't even gone that far, and she was already tired.
Yeah.
So. They're not getting any candy. If they don't figure out how to walk in there, they're not getting any candy come Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's no armholes in those suits.
Oh, really?
Are there? Oh, because
I've not seen the video yet.
That's right.
So you have little handles inside that you hold the suit.
Yeah.
But as far as them being able to get candy, I get to hold the bags.
Yeah, because they don't, the way those, in the characters, the actual characters in the game, I'm trying to think, they don't have arms.
Like,
right?
They have floating hands in like the cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
So the cartoons will add like floating hands, but in the game,
You have hands when you climb something?
Yeah, yes. And they're floating hands that climb?
Yeah.
Or when you have, I think, is there ever a knife in your hand?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, I guess there is, because you can often backstab somebody. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm looking at these. Oh, okay. These are like those like inflatable dinosaur outfits and stuff like that. Okay. For some reason, I thought they were like form-fitting, or not form-fitting, but like...
They have some that, like, it's a form-fitting astronaut suit, like, with your arms. Those don't look...
Yeah.
They don't look
these are hilarious. And the fact that anybody would see this and think that it's protecting your children at school from COVID is the best.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
They would
awesome.
Never be able to sit down. It's it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
It just shows
my other favorite is, your kids aren't getting enough oxygen.
Oh, jeez. Like, whatever. Yeah.
There's a clearly, vent in the butt. There's a fan in it. Like, these things have been around for many, many
they're
years.
Not getting enough oxygen.
But when you're talking like millions of views for something, this is what you get.
Yeah,
it's just a
exactly,
numbers. It's a numbers
game. I've never
had
anything expand past my circle.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
It is weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I had one go like 500,000 or something on TikTok once. I don't even remember what it was about. But that place, there's no telling. You could smile on camera and go, I'm going to lunch, and 2 hours later, that'll be the biggest TikTok thing in the, of the day, or it'll be nothing with no views. Like, you don't know. You just never freaking know.
Just never know.
Well, well done
on
that.
There you go. TikTok famous.
Let's do this. We're going to do some recommendals, stuff we've seen on streaming services over the last, or since the last time we talked. I guess we were here last Wednesday. And Brian, we always start with you. Do you have any setup for these?
Let's see. First one, they're both TV series. One of them, this first one is on Hulu.
Hulu. All right, here it is. Number one.
Maslow said you're good thieves. Best in town. It is a small town.
Hey, what's your name? You took my recommendal.
I'm Bear.
Oh, no, did I?
That's Woolly Jack.
Yes.
And, she's a Lord Denon.
Like The Baby in Willow? That's a great movie. It's a Ron Howard joint. Did you know Lord Dan was played by a set of identical twin girls? Kate and Ruth Greenfield. They used to switch out playing the character so neither would get too fatigued. You don't want a crying baby on set. Rattles the crew. What is it? Be free with your words.
Oh, Bear.
Yeah, that's right, sir. Is it cool if we can keep the chips?
The chips? Give me a buck. Just a buck. Okay. You can have the chip. Now what happens is you just get up and walk out now. You stand up and you just go. You just get out.
I know that voice.
So play my clip now.
Did you put a clip in here also? Hold on.
I'm sorry I sniped yours.
It's all right.
All right, here it is. I'm going to play it.
Young lawyer, crazy hair.
I almost used this clip.
Got beat up again, huh? Me, back in my day, I would have went at him like that, you know? Throw a spear in that little kid's head, you know, that little white one? But yeah, you probably should have ran.
I got some good ones in.
Custer wishes he would have ran like that. Took off on his little legs. But he didn't. He died.
I'm not going to be here forever, so...
The moment we're born, we're going to die.
No, I mean California.
California! Oh-ho! Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where you're going to go? You're going to run away, head off west, dreaming big. They all just want to run away. We are all just running away.
Is this is Reservation Dogs?
Yes,
that's exactly what it is.
Okay,
FX
took me a second, but that's the first actor. Isn't that the dude from the second season of Fargo?
He might have been on Fargo. I know he was on Parks and Rec playing. You know,
yes, that's him. Yes. I never remember his name. He's also on that other show with Katie Sackhoff, the Longmire. Yeah. Anyway, okay. He's great. I freaking love that dude.
Yeah, and very recognizable voice. Mm. Yeah, this show is Reservation Dogs. Nicole and I both watched it, clearly.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
It's really good. And my and Tristan's girlfriend, Kay, who is Navajo, watched it, enjoyed it, and endorses it. So it's not like, you know, there's nothing like derogatory or is that okay to talk about this kind of thing and that sort of thing. But it's also produced, I believe, executive produced by Taika Waititi.
Yep.
And co-written by Taika Waititi. So it's got that Taika Waititi humor in there. Follows four indigenous teenagers in Oklahoma as they work their way towards getting out of Oklahoma and making their way to California.
And they're in that like a little gang.
They're a little gang.
They're 16 and a gang, and
they're kind of as bad as the Gallaghers on Shameless, as far as like the stuff they want to try and get away with.
And in the clip that I shared, Bear, who's like the leader of the gang, he gets beat up, and anytime he kind of gets knocked out, he has these visions of of the guy that you, and he's dressed in like traditional Native American outfit. Like he has like the beads on the chest,
the feathers,
the feathers.
Sure.
And so he's there to kind of like be a little guardian angel of sorts, but he's really funny when he's talking to him.
Yeah, so. I'm actually really stoked to watch it. It's been, as soon as I heard Taika Waititi was involved, I immediately perked right up. But I don't know how that guy has time for all the stuff he's doing. He's just so busy now.
I know, right?
He's making Oscar-worthy movies. He's making multiple TV shows. They're all great. I know Wellington Paranormal is he's executive producer, but it's mostly what's his name doing it?
Jermaine's.
That's kind of his baby or his spinoff.
Yeah. And but then, I know he's working on the next Thor: Love and Thunder.
Yeah, that's the other. Yeah, so major Hollywood movies coming out.
Yeah.
Like, Mandalorian involvement, like the guy's just everywhere right now, and I think that's great. And he was freaking Ratcatcher's dad on the Suicide Squad,
and he was Hitler. Oh yeah, he was right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's really cool. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm dying to see that.
Yeah, Reservation Dogs. It's an FX show on Hulu, 8 episodes and half an hour long each. A lot of fun. Really, really funny.
Very nice. Oh, good. Heartwarming's good. Mm-hmm. Carter and I just watched the first two episodes of the new season of What We Do in the Shadows, and it's, of course, spot on and perfect again.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I was going to recommend that, but I've recommended it way too much. But the third season.
We'll just keep recommending it until we're dead. Yeah, we're third season now is where we're at. So,
did you watch the Casino one?
No, we padded it a bit so that we had a few. I just got to the one where Colin Robinson... I'm trying to remember what it was last night.
We haven't started the new season.
Crap, I don't remember what happened, but I was laughing so hard I couldn't stand it. I was laughing so hard. Anyway.
It was when he was bonding with, the other guy, Barry, his character.
Oh.
Laszlo. They like became buddies in an episode and they like dismantle a car. Is that the one you watched?
I don't think I'm there yet, no. I can't wait. That sounds great.
Oh my God.
All right. You got me stoked to keep going. We're going to watch some more tonight. All right. So, Brian, your next link.
Next one, I'm hoping this feels too out there for Nicole. So I'm hoping
I don't have anything else.
You don't have anything else?
I have nothing else.
It's okay. All right. This is a series from HBO Max.
All right. Here it is.
Okay. Are you ready? I just want to make sure that weird lipstick dye we got me isn't. It tends to put like a ring around your mouth hole.
What do you mean?
She got me a permanent lipstick.
Who?
And so my daughter insists all the time that I need it because she says I have no lips and it's so embarrassing.
You don't feel the pressure like a lot of news anchors about those kinds of things, do you?
No, I have to accept how I look. I'm Deanne O'Donnell, and I am the news director and also the assistant manager of the station.
That was a really good show, guys.
I report, I anchor, write, I do camera work.
We have to come all the way over here now.
You know what, right here, before it starts again.
Do you do this at a crime scene?
I listen to Scanner, I got on Spot News. I'm actually 24/7.
What do you have? Do you have anything good? Can you arrest a bunch of people for me so I can have something good?
Sure something will happen.
Somebody was like texting me that these dogs were like eating this dead body, and the guy let like his wife be dead in the house for a while, and the dogs started eating him, and he was neglecting the dogs or something like that.
That was a long time ago.
I know, but why did they bring it up to me the other day?
Maybe they called you because there was another death and it wasn't found for a while and the dog was eating her to stay alive.
Oh, this is a new one?
Yeah.
What is this?
What?
I want to see.
This is HBO, right?
Yeah.
This is HBO. This is a documentary series called Small Town News KPVM Perump. This is it's a documentary. Like, this is real stuff. That this woman that can barely talk is a news anchor, and she's like smacking. So yeah, the lipstick around my mouth hole.
Oh, I'm looking at her now. My gosh, look at this lady. Okay,
wow. So this is all about a Pahrump local news station in Pahrump, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas, and they're working on expanding into the Las Vegas market. There are 6 episodes. Just started at the beginning of August, so it just wrapped up its season. And you follow these, I don't know, like seven or eight people that that run the station. There's a lady who climbs up the tower to install new dishes, like new satellite dishes and stuff like that. There's a couple newscasters, one that's like super weird and religious. I mean, they're almost like characters that have been created for the show. Mm. The owner is the super conservative guy in a, you know, working in a station full of more liberal minded people.
Mm. Is he the guy in the red shirt on the front?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The main bald dude. Mm-hmm. It is fascinating and hilarious and feels like a mockumentary, but it's real.
Yeah. The reviews are really good too. People really seem to like this. Oh, this is so up my alley. This is the kind of thing I love. I love the quirky, you know, sometimes disturbing look just under mm-hmm. like something that's going on that I just didn't ever hear about before. It reminds me of that movie, The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love that kind of stuff. So
for sure. Again, they're 30-minute episodes, six of them. You can get through this in an afternoon, and I recommend you do. It is, I stumbled on this while I was in California for the Disneyland trip, and I couldn't fall asleep. And so I turned on HBO at 2 a.m. and one of these episodes was on, and I could not wait to get back home and get Tina to watch these all with me. Again, it's called Small Town News, KPVM Pahrump, but you know, just Small Town News is fine. And HBO Max, and it is hilarious.
Carter in the chat room, my daughter says she looks like Patty, the daytime hooker from
Bob's
My Name
Burgers.
My Name Is Earl.
My Name Is Earl. Yeah, yeah. She kind of does. And you'll be amazed. Like, you listen to her talk, and she's like constantly licking her lips and doing weird things with her mouth, and you're like, how is this woman the main anchor on a newscast?
I love it. I love it. All right. I'm in on this. Yeah. I like stuff like this. The last time you recommended a limited documentary series, it was that dude that just went around New York trying to understand stuff. I love
how
that.
How to with Wilson. Yes.
Oh, how to John Wilson.
Yes.
John Wilson. Yes.
I don't remember.
And they have
which
another
one,
another season coming up this later this year.
I can't
wait. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Cannot wait. I love that so much.
You know, he's got like so much archive footage of like, and sometimes people just like to kick a can.
Yeah. Well, plus this, like, it's all pandemic time for his new season. So I wonder what he's going to do with
it.
Yeah,
right.
Because it ended with the pandemic starting.
That was so wild.
I hope his landlady's okay.
Yeah. Oh, that sweet little old lady. I hope so. Dude, I loved that. All right, that's good to hear. Yeah. That's coming back. All right, I'm going to play a clip now. This is for my recommendation today. And I've been talking about it on and off in other contexts, so everyone's probably sick of me talking about it already, so you probably already know what I'm going to recommend. But it's an older movie from 2003, and it's one of my favorites, especially in the genre it's in. And here's my clip.
You're right, say some words.
You want to speak with the man upstairs, go on and do it. I'll stand right here and listen, hat in hand. I ain't talking to that son of a bitch. And I'll be holding a grudge for him letting this befall a sweet kid like Mose.
Well, he sure as hell wasn't one to complain. Woke with a smile. Seemed like he could keep it there all day. Kind of man that'd say good morning and mean it, whether it was or not. Tell you the truth, Lord, if there was two gentler souls in this world, I never seen them. Seemed like old Tig wouldn't even kill birds in the end. Well, you got yourself a good man and a good dog, and I'm inclined to agree with Boss here about holding a grudge against you for it. Guess that means amen.
All right. I'd like
That'd
to
be open
I'd like
range,
to thank
Scott.
Yeah, it would be open range. I'd like to thank Brian though for pouring his coffee on his mic during the
I did that just for who's the cold to see if I could get who's peeing.
Yeah, we needed another who's peeing moment from last week. So it is open range. It came out in 2003. It was the third and final movie that I'm aware of that Kevin Costner directed. He hasn't directed anything since, been a ton since, but not directing anything. That was him, and you heard Robert Duvall there with him. Other notable people, Diego Luna's in this. He's amazing in it. Abraham Ben-Ruby's fantastic. That's one of the characters that he was being sad about there. Michael Gambon, you know him as the new Dumbledore, the replacement Dumbledore. He's in it.
Dumbledore 2.0.
Yep. Annette Bening. Michael Jeter in his last role and one of my favorite things he ever did. Loved him in this. And Kim Coates.
Where's it streaming?
It's on currently on Amazon Prime until the 30th. So you got day.
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah, you got a day to watch it. Don't sleep on it. Watch it because it's an amazing Western. One of my favorites of all time. One of the best shootout scenes ever. And Kim Coates is in it. The guy who, you ever seen Paper, is in it. And so it's pretty great to see Kevin Costner playing Charlie Waite, but who was also the Mariner, fighting Kim Coates again. It's great.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
So anyway, the movie's awesome.
I saw this when it first came out, and it's been a long time, so I do need to maybe. I don't know if I'm going to wedge it in tonight, but.
I adore it.
I actually did find one that I forgot that we watched and you guys took a break.
Okay. Cool. What do you got?
It's an old one.
Oh,
I watched it with the kids. The kids absolutely loved it.
And this is the thing you just put in our chat here. Okay.
I'm going to put it
down so I can see it.
Trailer.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Here we go. Hit and play. Oh, my Lord. I think I know what this is. I do know what it is. All right.
Throughout the history of motion pictures, there have been many big dog stars. Toto had a big adventure. Petey had a big appetite.
I didn't preview the trailer. It's 1992. This is the kind of trailer you get in 1992.
Yeah, this is an early 90s trailer for sure. There's Lassie. Okay.
And Lassie had a big heart.
You've come back!
But now, Ivan Reitman, who brought you Ghostbusters, Kindergarten Cop, and Twins, proudly presents the biggest dog star of them all.
I love how everybody's trying to guess.
Beethoven.
There you go. Hey, Brian, guess what the movie is.
I was thinking, was there a Marmaduke movie? I know Clifford hasn't come out yet. Like that we just saw the trailer for it.
Nope.
Yeah, so Beethoven. My kids love, like, Ava watches those dog movies on Netflix. Starbud or whatever.
Airbud.
I don't know. Star Pup. Oh my God, she loves these talking dogs.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to show you Beethoven. This is the kind of dog movies I grew up with. So I was still in high school when this came out. I totally forgot all the actors that were in this movie. I forgot that David Duchovny and Patricia Heaton are in it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that Bonnie Hunt is in it.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked the dad.
You don't like Charles Grodin?
Oh my God, I hate him.
Nicole.
I don't like him.
Oh.
Really? Have you not seen Midnight Run?
You gotta watch Midnight Run.
Did I see Midnight Run?
If you haven't seen Midnight Run, yeah, you should make.
I don't like him as an actor, though. I don't like him.
You might like him. I mean, he does always play jerks.
He looks like he's a jerk in real life.
He probably is.
Like, he looks like that kind of guy that I'm going to read stories about and go, yeah.
I mean, you may not. The dude just died, so maybe. There's stuff.
Did he?
Yeah, he just barely passed away.
Oh, no.
Don't you feel bad now?
Yeah. I feel bad.
I really like him and everything he's in, but he may be a total jerk in real life. He plays a great jerk on.
Anyway, he plays that part well. I mean, he's supposed to be the dad, but I have a different set of eyes watching this now, you know, from a kid's perspective. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, let's get this puppy. From an adult's perspective, I'm like, no, I would never just take this Saint Bernard off the street. But it was it's a cute movie. The kids loved it. There's also Oliver. What's his name?
Oh,
Oliver Platt.
Oliver Platt. I thought you were going to say the little kid. Human head weighs 7 pounds.
No. The bad guys are Oliver Platt and.
My wife's really into Oliver Platt right now because he's on that Chicago Med show and she likes that show and he's on there.
But they're really young in it. Trisha Heaton, Dave Duchovny, Stanley Tucci.
Do you like the Great Muppet? Do you like the Great Muppet Caper? Are you a fan of that movie? Because
he's the bad guy in that one too. I didn't like him in that one. Okay.
I'm just checking the Charles Grodin list here to see if there's anything you liked him in. Probably. It looks like
I'm gonna go on. I feel like I've seen Midnight Run, but maybe I haven't. I'll put that down on my list to watch.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You might change your mind about. At least in that one case, you will let the Grodin be the Grodin.
Right.
Let the Grodin
be the Grodin.
Be the Grodin you were meant to be. Because it's such a great movie. Oh, so fantastic.
He just reminds me of like an actor that would have been on BC raid movies. Like,
Midnight Run, by the way, currently streaming on Netflix.
I know what I need to do.
Yeah, no excuse.
Yeah, that movie's awesome. You should watch it, Nicole.
De Niro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm looking.
Don't have the kids around. It's a lot of swearing. There's no sex or anything, but it's tons of swearing. Joey Katz is in that. Oh, Beethoven. Man. Dennis Farina. There are so many cool actors. I'm telling you right now, you have no idea how much you're going to love that movie. We've probably overblown it, but still watch it.
You probably just did. How dare you?
Maybe. Yeah.
You probably did. I mean, I have such fun.
Wait a minute. Was he in Daylight?
Who?
Grodin.
Was he one of the guys that they're trying to get to the top of the surface? I loved Daylight. That movie with Sylvester Stallone. I still think about that movie when I go through a tunnel.
Hold on. 96. Daylight?
No, not seeing it.
I see the movie. Okay, but he's.
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of Dan Hedaya.
Saw Her in X Murder.
She's thinking of. Nicole, you're thinking of Dan Hedaya. You're thinking of. You're thinking of that guy. They look a lot alike.
Oh, yeah. Do you maybe not like Dan Hedaya?
This whole thing, it turns out it was just Dan Hedaya the whole time. That'd be amazing. Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking at the actors. I'm curious.
Dan Hedaya.
Who's that?
Oh, he's great.
Viggo Mortensen in Daylight?
Yeah. Nick Tortelli. Yeah, Viggo Mortensen's in Daylight. J.O. Sanders is in there. He's cool. No one else I recognize. Sage Stallone, one of Stallone's kids. Yeah.
Who's the guy that you think I don't like?
Dan Hedaya.
Dan Hedaya. He was Nick Tortelli on Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, Carla!
He was the bad...
Oh, that guy.
He's the skeevy lawyer guy on the Adams Family.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't mind him.
Yeah, he's great.
I definitely know the difference between the two actors. I may not know their names, but they physically look different to me.
He's great. I kind of want to just go on Dan Hedaya bin.
Grodin is just really good at playing... jerky characters, probably doing it so well that he makes you think he's a jerk in real life.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I guess that's a good sign of an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I forgot about Blood Simple. All right, anyway. There's your list of movies, everyone, including a couple of bonuses there. So Beethoven is one of them. Beethoven. It's about a dog. Mm-hmm.
Beethoven is on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. You got your thing, Brian, watch called WKRP in Cincinnati. No, what's it called?
Small Town News.
Small Town News.
And Reservation Dogs.
And then Do Not Forget and Do Not Sleep on Open Range, which is There Till Tomorrow.
Oh, I thought... Yeah. I thought you said Home on the Range.
No, Open Range.
Open Range.
Oh, hell no. That's a very different movie.
Home on the Range. I thought that was a cartoon.
Open Range, which I think is only... if you can't find it or you're in a place where you can't get it, it's worth a rental. If you like Westerns at all, it's great.
By the way, an Open Range is what Dermot McRoney burned his unit on in American Horror.
Oh, it was an open range. Yeah, it was an open range. You're right. He was standing there naked in front of an open range.
There you go.
Nicole, this is great because you write all these down and then put them up on your Twitter account. And Home on the Range or Open Range, either way, it'll be there. So check that out, Nicole Spag on Twitter. Have a great week.
You too.
See you next time. Bye now. Okay. Yep.
I already know one of my recommendals for next week.
Yeah.
But I still have 30 minutes left of the final episode because I was too tired last night to finish it. But, oh my God, it's so weird and good and stupid and good.
Really?
Not stupid. It's weird and good. And it's...
I'm into weird and good. I like it.
Yeah. You know, it's another Korean thing for me to recommend that you're not going to watch.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not that guy, the Train to Busan guy, his sequel thing, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not that.
It's not.
But it's
that's
a Korean.
That's all I'm going to tell you about it.
Does it have English subtitles?
It does.
Does it have English dubbing?
It does, but don't use it because it's distracting.
Oh, I think I know what it is. We had a news story about it.
Oh, did we really?
Go down to the second news story that we were about to read.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right.
Is that
right.
The one? Yep. Okay. Yeah, I saw this and thought,
yes,
I should watch that.
This thing is about to overtake Bridgerton as the most popular series on Netflix.
Whoa.
Ever.
Does that mean it's got the sex in it? Is there the sexual?
There is sex in it. There is actually nudity.
Oh, well, all right, yeah, Korea.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, look at Korea going all in there.
Yes, but no, it is. I'm planting my flag on it right now. But if you want to watch it between now and then, and we can talk about it.
I'm just so excited for more. What we do in the shadows later tonight. Carter and I were laughing our heads off. That was some good dad-daughter TV time.
I need to watch. Basically, we're waiting until the end of October to get caught up to like do a binge watch of What We Do in the Shadows. But
you're about to learn things about the Nandor actor you thought you'd never know.
Really?
That's all I'll say about that because I don't want to blow it. But as soon as you hear it, you'll go, "Oh, that's what Scott meant," and you'll be thrilled. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. Where are we now?
End of the show.
Are we?
I know it's not in our show notes, Scott, but
it doesn't say
show.
That it's the end of the show. Yeah, you're right. you are right. We are done. Let's see. My wife just sent me something big. What is this, honey? Oh gosh, and now I'm nervous. Hold on.
Whatever you do, don't eat the jambolia.
Oh, it's some. We have to co-sign on something. All right. Well, we'll worry about that later. Yeah. Don't eat the jambolia. It's been in the refrigerator too long. Who wants to tell her? All right, that is it. We're done. Patreon.com/TMS is how this this effort is funded. This concern is funded, and without your help, it doesn't get funded. Patreon.com/TMS is the place. And if you're looking for more details on that or anything else we're doing here, all roads lead to frogpants.com/TMS. And now we'll get out of here. We got to play a song though, because them's the rules. Do you have a song?
Them's are the rules. Kevin Chu wrote in. Icor wrote in, said hello, scrubbing and bubbles. I just got back from a trip to Seattle where I dropped my firstborn off for her first year of college. Whoa. My little girl is now a freshman at the University of Washington. I added a crying sound to that. I already miss her terribly, as do her mother and brother. Our family is now a little smaller, and we're still getting used to it. When you have a chance, could you play Circus, covered by Dirty Loops? The original, of course, by Britney Spears. I think it's an interesting cover of a pop song. Plus, it was the first time my then 8-year-old daughter had heard a cover. She was impressed that a song could be the same, but also different. And boy, is it different. Mm. Thanks, and it'd be nice to test the ship's phasers to make sure they don't sound like a car horn and scream.
Oh, man. I don't know if I have that guy handy. Let's see. I have this.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
And since I don't know where that honk is, I'll do this.
I have the chef.
I found it. There it is.
Very good. Signed, Kevin, aka Icor. Today, by the way, is her first day of classes. So
awesome.
Good luck to little Icor. The Icorlet.
Yeah, Icorlet. Icor Jr. Very cool.
Icor Jr. All right. So as he mentioned, the song is Circus, performed by Dirty Loops. These guys are great, and they are Swedish and do like a really cool rock jazz fusion style of covers. Not even describing it well because it's so good. This is their cover of, I think we've played their cover of Rolling in the Deep on the show before, but don't know. This is their cover of Circus, originally by Leave Britney Alone, from their album Loopified from 2014. Here is Dirty Loops.
There's only two types of people in the world. The ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I'm a full on show kind of girl. Don't like the back seat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots,
call the shots.
I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot, wrap it on the show.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
3 weeks.